With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump says that other countries should help with the Strait of Hormuz, including China. He says about 90% of China's oil is transported through that strait.
Why are we maintaining the Hormuz Strait when it's really there for China and many other countries? Why aren't they doing it?
The Israeli military says it's been conducting limited ground operations now for several days against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon.
The Israeli military announced this morning that it had already begun this expansion of its ground operations there, saying that it is targeting key Hezbollah strongholds in the south of Lebanon. There are three divisions that are already operating in the south of the country for the Israeli military, and they're saying that two more divisions are going to be joining this operation in the coming days.
That's the BBC's Yolande Nell. Parts of the upper Midwest into the Great Lakes are dealing with blizzard conditions.
A lot of these areas are seeing 1 to 2 feet of snow, portions of Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern Michigan, locally higher totals. Quite a bit of wind with this storm, too, so we have the blowing snow issue as well. And then the cold temperatures behind it. We'll have temperatures across portions of the northern plains that get below zero.
That's Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service. He says that a severe weather front sweeping across much of the eastern half of the U.S. has spawned thunderstorms in the south and is threatening several mid-Atlantic states with heavy rain and possible tornadoes. An eye toward Wall Street now. The S&P 500 currently on a three-week losing streak. This morning, stock futures are pointing higher. Dow futures are up 338 points. S&P futures are up 62 points. This is SRN News. Abortion has the support of most Americans. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to a new poll released by the Pew Research Center, 60% of respondents think abortion should be legal all or most of the time, versus 38% who say it should be illegal all or most of the time. Democrats are about 2.5 times more likely than Republicans to want the procedure to be legal. 74% of white evangelicals say abortion should be illegal, but majorities of most other religious groups support the procedure. Michael Harrington reporting.
Last week's attack on a major synagogue in Michigan has resurrected fears about violence at houses of worship. In fact, the targeting of churches and synagogues is on the rise around the globe, and Thursday's attack has made clergy everywhere anxious about targeted ambushes. A wide range of religious buildings have been targeted. Sometimes there is an explicitly political motive. Other times, it's unclear. This is SRN News. Taxes are still a big difference when it comes to red states and blue states.
Many red states are cutting taxes this year, while Democratic state legislators in many blue states are proposing major income tax rate increases. The Committee to Unleash Prosperity lists 5 states with proposed income tax hikes. They are Michigan from 4.25% to 9.25%, New York from 13.5% to 15.5%, Rhode Island from 5.99% to 8.99%, Virginia from 5.75% to 10%, and Washington from 0 to 9.9%. Keith Peters, Washington.
Poland once was in economic ruins, but now it's the 20th largest economy in the world. Poland will attend the Group of 20 summit of leading economies later this year. More details at srnnews.com.